This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says he's found 11 sites to build tiny homes for unhoused residents. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Johnston is recruiting contractors to start building pallet homes in the coming weeks.
We believe we now have a path to deliver 1,000 units of housing that will help meet the goal to get 1,000 people off the streets.
Johnston's announcement came hours after the city swept a homeless camp where temporary residents questioned his plans. Nicole Barber lived at the site.
I kind of feel like they made us comfortable and kind of said, hey, this is going to be cool. We're going to help you get housing. And then all of a sudden, boom, bam, bam, you got
to
go.
Johnston ran on a promise to end homelessness in 4 years. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado may create a new program to help incarcerated people as they re-enter society. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
Two Democratic lawmakers plan to introduce a bill next year to give some incarcerated Coloradans up to $500 a month for 6 months after they leave prison. Currently, Colorado provides $100 in cash per person to help with the costs of reentry. The sponsors say they want to test whether additional money and resources would help keep people from getting back into trouble and returning to prison. Colorado's legislative session begins in January. I'm Benta Berklund, CPR News.
The state is distributing $1 million to help reduce human-bear conflicts. KRCC's Jess Hazel reports the grants will go to 14 projects across the state.
The money will help pay for safety measures like bear-resistant trash cans and educational materials about how to stay bear-aware. CPW awarded grants to projects in Manitou Springs, Beulah, Green Mountain Falls, and along the Purgatory Watershed, among others. State wildlife officials say human-bear conflicts have increased in recent years. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
Heavy rain could be a problem this afternoon along the Front Range. There's a Weather Service flood watch for the Denver area and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.